October, which means it's time. 31 days, 31 podcasts.
31 days, 31 podcasts.
31 podcasts. It's El Pozo and
Oh, hey, everybody.
Oh, God.
That would be a good Potoween episode I hadn't thought of. I'll just make gross clearing my throat noises for like an hour. So today, we've got another one about a clown. But this one's a little bit of a different clown. This is a guy named Jean-Gaspar de Bruel. Let's just call him John, all right? He was a French dude. Sometimes he's called France's first clown, right? He was around in the late 1700s to the mid 1800s, kicking around. And he had a lot of different characters he played, but the most famous one was one called Poirot, the mystery solver. I remember there was always commercials for Poirot, and I was like, this is a stupid name, Poirot. Oh, Poirot. But he was like Poirot, right? So he was born in, I guess, Bohemia, which is now the Czech Republic. Checkmate. That would be a good name for a buddy cop show, where one of them is Czech, and the other one is their spouse. He was born to some parents and blah, blah, blah. He did some mimes, acrobatic stuff, all kinds of shit like that. And he probably started his life as a stagehand. And, historians of both the mime and the funambules, I don't know what the fuck, the funambules, he was the manager for, I don't know what that is. Funambulance agree that his debut as Poirot came no earlier than 1819. And his discovery by the theater savvy public did not take place at any rate until 1828, when a influential writer that no one knows about wrote a panegyric on his art for... This was the worst idea I've ever had. You know what I should do? Read something with a bunch of fucking French in it. That's going to make everyone real happy. Anyway, so he basically became a clown. He was like an actor. He did pantomime and all this miming shit and whatever. And he also was, popular amongst the high and the low class, right? But this is the part that's really my favorite. But some of the public, however admiring, made the mistake of confusing his creation with his character. And one day in 1836, as he was out strolling with his family, he was taunted as a Poirot by a street boy, with ugly consequences. The boy died from one blow of his heavy cane. De Bruel's biographer, Tristan Remy, contends that the incident throws into relief the darker side of his art. The bottle, Remy writes, whose label laudanum he smilingly revealed after Cassander had drained it, the back of the razor he passed over the old man's neck. What the fuck? I don't even know what this is. When he powdered his face, his nature, in fact, took the upper hand. He stood then at the measure of his life, bitter, vindictive, and unhappy. Well, okay, I don't know what all this French bullshit is, but here's what I'm going to say. Basically, we've got France's first clown, who beat a child to death with a cane. He just fucking clubbed him with it, killed the kid, and this is, one of the founding fathers of clownisms. So maybe, I'm not one who's terribly afeard of clowns, but maybe there's some justification here. When we look at, like, why are people afraid of clowns? And it's like, well, maybe because one of the earliest clowns fucking just clubbed some kid. For basically, that would be like the guy who played Bozo being out in public and someone's like, "It's hey, Bozo, you're a Bozo." And then he just fucking stabbed this kid and like threw him in a garbage can. It really was the times were much wilder back then, weren't they? I mean, you could like, by the way, he was acquitted. There ensued a trial, which Le Tou Perry crowded into in order. Oh, this is the other great part, right? So, you know, he was like a silent performer. So a bunch of people crowded in order to hear the voice of the famed guy. And the composer, Michel something, named this curiosity a voice of the Dubrow effect. The idea of this effect has been extended to any drawing of the listener's attention to an inaudible sound, which, once heard, loses its interest. Which I thought was great. It's like, okay, so it's sort of like if Penn and Teller, which is the one teller who doesn't talk, had committed a crime and was on trial, and so everyone was in there because they're like, well, he's going to have to talk now. And, you know, but then as soon as they heard him talk, they're just like, yeah, I guess that's what I expected. I don't know what I was hoping for, but I think I got what I expected. So that's disappointing. But yeah, that's what it is when you're a clown. Maybe you kill a kid. Maybe everyone comes and crowds into the courtroom to hear your voice, and then they're like, not really worth it. All right. See you tomorrow.